Now, Evangelist Winston Time.
Thank you. The theme of this lesson is entitled, God's Mindfulness of Man. The title of this sermon is suggested by a statement made by David. He said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou makest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet." Then he exclaimed, "O Jehovah our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth." The quotations are from the 8th Psalm, where in verse 3, the psalmist is filled with surprise that the God who created the heavens and the earth is mindful of man. David gives expression in these words, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him?" The terms man and son of man are classed as synonymous parallelisms and are used generically to indicate all of mankind. God created man and gave him dominion over all other creatures. God has given him power to invent, explore, and investigate. Through intellectual supremacy, which God has vested in man, his progress during the past decade has been phenomenal. God is mindful of man's physical needs. The living God who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that in them is, left not himself without witness, in that he did good, and gave you from heaven rains and fruitful seasons, filling your hearts with food and gladness. Acts chapter 14, verse 17. In James chapter 1 and verse 17, the apostle gives further enlightenment. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom can be no variation, nor shadow that is cast by turning. Thus we have a portrayal of God's grace. Therefore, we should feel constrained to show our thankfulness and appreciation to God for such an abundance of goodness and grace. God has been mindful of man. We should not be anxious about life or the comfort of the body. Jesus said, "Be not anxious for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than food, and the body than the raiment?" Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Now, since life is more than food, it follows that life has something more important to do than to provide food. The body is more than the raiment. Therefore, the body has needs more pressing than the need of raiment. Food and clothing are unworthy of anxiety. We should rid ourselves of anxiety. The Heavenly Father feeds the birds that neither sow, nor reap, nor gather in the barns. Jesus said, "Are not ye of much more value than they?" Furthermore, if God does so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Food and clothing are promised to those who seek and seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness which he requires of us. The righteousness of God demands industry, which is our guarantee that we shall have food and clothing. God is mindful of man and knoweth that he hath need of all these things. God is mindful of man's spiritual needs. Man was created in the image of God. God is spirit. Therefore, man was given the spiritual image or likeness of his creator. While in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were told that if they would eat of the fruit, they would become as God. So man was tempted to be equal with God by eating the forbidden fruit. And by submitting to Satan, man lost his image. Having lost his image, he was brought under the curse of death. Man must return to the dust from which he came. However, the Lord Jesus Christ has made provision for man's redemption from the curse of eternal death and separation from God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. John chapter 3 and verse 16. The great need of the world is to be saved from sin. An angel of the Lord said, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for it is he that shall save his people from their sins." Matthew chapter 1. Verse 21, God is mindful of man. Who can fathom the love of God? God is love, 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8. Herein was the love of God manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Love begets love. We are disposed to love those by whom we are first loved. The greatness of divine love is set forth by an expression of the Apostle Paul. He said, "But God commendeth his own love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Romans chapter 5, verse 8. The gospel was given to save us from our sins. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. The gospel consists in facts to be believed, commands to be obeyed, and promises to be enjoyed. Jesus said, "Go, preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Not shall get saved, but shall be saved. What is it to be saved in this declaration? It means to be saved from past sins. God is mindful of man and has given the gospel that he might be saved. The scriptures were given to guide man. All scripture inspired of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. the Greek that translates the passage into English signifies that it is the inspired Word of God that must be used in setting straight what is crooked. Perhaps you have wished you had more understanding, or perhaps you have wished you knew where to go for guidance. Let me remind you that God is mindful of man, and all Scripture given by inspiration is possible. Man must recognize his dependency. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. God is mindful of man's eternal needs. Christ has gone to prepare a place. He declared that in his Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. Then he said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. The realm of the unseen is the realm of cause. The realm of the seen is the realm of effect. We need to look up and realize that heaven is as real as earth. We must look to Jesus as the author and the finisher of our faith. We are not here to stay. The future is long, and it is the wise man who makes the future safe. The world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. God bless you, my friend.